B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Stan.
Yes, this is Stan. Ahoy, Stan and Haney show. Hello, ahoy.
Stan, it's Tom.
Tom? Tom who?
Tom from Gateway.
Oh, Tom from Gateway. Oh, I was waiting for when you'd call. Hey, Tom, trick or treat. Trick or treat, Tom.
I guess it'll have to be a trick, and then you can deal with the sheriff's department.
You jackball. You know what? When I heard after Halloween of keeping kids out of your Gateway community, it had you written all over it. What did you do? Mouth off so much that you had to hire off-duty cops to keep kids out of your community?
Look, I didn't call to talk about Halloween, but since you brought it up, fine. You know, we're good people here in Gateway. We're a community, and we have rights.
Yeah, you have rights. Kids, trick-or-treating.
And we are not obligated to have minorities.
Minorities?
Bust in, and that's the instructions that were given to the off-duty police. You can look at them and know whether they belong here or not.
Yeah, let me see. I got the article in front of me.
You can take a look and tell if they are a resident or a guest. As simple as that.
Why? But what? Maybe the way how expensive their costumes are, whether they look and dressed in proper attire for Halloween. You know, what the hell?
Sure, you can say that if you want to be politically correct.
I'm looking. I just brought it up on the computer. You hired off-duty Lee County Sheriff's deputies in Gateway, several of the communities in Gateway, to stand guard at entrances to the subdivisions and turn away anyone who didn't live there or hadn't been invited by a resident. As one of the members of the Homeowners Association, it was to keep out non-residents and uninvited guests. Our residents can't afford to feed the entire third world. What the hell kind of stuff is that? That has you written all over it.
You know, I don't mind getting out my checkbook for a good cause. And those off-duty officers did a tremendous job in keeping the riffraff out of there. And you know what? It did them a favor, too. Because if they come in and they're expecting some sort of, smarties or what have you, they're not going to know what to do when somebody drops an expensive imported dark chocolate into their bag. They'll go, what is this?
Right. One of the other homeowners associations for one of your communities, keep all people out unless they can prove they live there or have a permission pass. What a bunch of
pompous asses.
And I think
that was a beautiful quote about we're not going to feed the third world. We've done enough.
You've done enough.
Why do you want to punish us, the job creators in this community?
Right, you're the what job have you created?
Domestic help.
Domestic help. So in other words, you're calling up my radio show to basically say you're helping people unemployed by hiring maids and lawn help.
That's not what I'm calling about.
Well, all right, then why the hell are you calling?
You're the one that brought up the whole Halloween deal, and everybody had we had a big target on our backs just because we want to protect our community from the outside riffraff.
People like us.
Exactly.
People like, your San Carlos Park people, your Lehigh Acres people, your Fort Myers, South Fort Myers area that are not in your community.
What I'm talking about are the people that have made poor decisions in their lives.
Anybody outside of your community has made a poor decision in their life?
Look, it's undisputed that Gateway is the premier community in Southwest Florida.
There's a lot of nice communities in Southwest Florida.
Name one. Gateway. That's it. That's the whole kit and caboodle. All right. It's in the name. It's what we do.
All right. Whatever.
Gateway. It's all about the gate.
And you're hiring domestic help to help solve the economic problems in this area. Yeah, that sounds just like you. Let me ask you. You hire domestic help in Gateway where you live, Tom. Do they have to have a pass to get in, or can they just drive in to go to work?
That is handled through the security system, which I'm not going to tell you, and God forbid your listeners, how it is that you get into Gateway. The reason I'm calling...
Yes, Tom.
And if you'll refer back to what I said before, I am not afraid to get my checkbook out for a good cause.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. I never knew that before. You were always very self-centered with your planes and your high-end vehicles and adopting foreign babies for your wife and your dogs and their air-conditioned kennels.
Let me correct. There was no adoption. That was a purchase.
Okay. My bad. My bad. You purchased a baby. A Chechenian child, I believe, because you wanted them white so the neighbors wouldn't question it.
But, yes, we did have to send one back. But that is not what I'm calling about.
Well, what the hell are you calling this show for? You're not welcome here.
It makes no difference to me.
I understand that. What do you want?
I just want to let something be known.
What's that?
I had heard in the local media that the hippies were trying to do an Occupy Fort Myers.
Yeah, they were occupying. What's your deal?
Well, it seems like they've run out of steam, and I hate to see that happen. If they need tents, if they need financial assistance, I would like to help the 99% do their little protest thing.
Oh, really? So you would go and give money to somebody that wants to protest against the one percenters?
Absolutely. I would fund the whole damn thing.
Really?
Because I think their voices need to be heard. I think they need to get out there and show their faces.
Good. Hey, you heard it. If you want money from Tom, he's writing.
And nothing but the best. I mean, we're talking North Face tents, what have you.
Really?
I want these 99%. I want the people that are so upset at people that have done well. I want them out in public protesting so that their faces can be seen.
Why is that? Why are you doing that?
I watched a hardworking New York police officer, and he was going around the crowd, they're lollygagging about, screaming about God knows what. But he was doing an important job.
What?
He was taking photographs and documenting everyone that was there so they'll know who the troublemakers are.
So that's why you're doing this?
Well, let me say that it doesn't stop there. I am also contacting local law enforcement, both at the municipal, the county level, and I want to buy them all the weighted snow fence that they would ever need. Because what I'd like to see is to get the park full of demonstrators and then have them just kettle the holy hell out of them and lock them all up where they belong.
277 or 775 9600.
Without worrying about hostility from people that are jealous of me because I've done well.
You've done well. And things are holding up well for you right now, huh? Things are going very well.
They're going great. I can't tell you how many distressed properties that I picked up for pennies on the dollar. Mm-hmm. And I've got a great rent-to-own scam going on now.
Yeah.
I tell people, you know, just pay your rent. We'll count it towards the down payment. The usual mumbo-jumbo that stupid people fall for.
Uh-huh. Hold on.
I'm not choosing sides. I will distribute equally to law enforcement and to any potential protesters.
Hold on a second, Tom. I don't know if anybody's going to take you up on the offer. Ahoy, you're on the air.
Yeah, my name's Jeff from Naples, Florida.
Yes. Say hi to Tom. He wants to help you.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Jeff, how are you? Are you occupying anything at the moment?
No, I'm not, but I currently think that you want our country to be more like a communist nation than you do a democracy.
Well, I currently think that you don't.
Okay.
That's what I currently think, that you don't think.
I currently think that you don't think either, sir. I mean, you're talking about locking up the 99% of the population, and who so far has made you wealthy? It'd be that 99%. So you should be thanking these people that are out there trying to make a living and doing what they can.
Absolutely.
You know,
And caller, hold on for a second, because, Tom, you'd kind of let that one slide by. Are you basically saying this gentleman doesn't think?
No, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. As long as we've got a central bank and the magic of compound interest, I sit on my ass.
How does that help him? How does that help the 99%, you bonehead?
I'm not worried about helping the 99%.
You just said...
I'm just trying to get them to get out there and do something. So that they'll be...
You're trying to get us to get out there and do something so you can have us arrested. That's what you just said on the air.
Yeah!
I never
How ignorant can you be? Sir, you are the most ignorant person I think I've ever heard. Ever.
Ever. I agree. I've known him for years, caller, and yeah, he's ignorant, stupid, he's a pompous ass.
You can call me whatever you want, but I'm doing a hell of a lot better than you are. I couldn't tell you how much a gallon of gas costs.
No, you never could. But you can tell us how Yahoo did today, though, couldn't you?
Are you kidding me? I got out of Yahoo years ago. That was, you know, basic economics.
You care to give one of us 99%ers a good stock tip that I can tell my banker?
Well, I can tell you that...
I don't care.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon.
People ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get in his truck pronto. Stan and Haney.
Somebody's K-Rock. Messing around here. This turned all the way down.
What? All right, let me fix it. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Do they have children come in here to play?
There are people that are in here.
Okay. Hold on a second. One at a time. What's wrong with your headphones?
They're completely turned down.
All right, hold on.
All the way down. Can you see it?
How's that?
Can you see it's all the way down?
Yeah. How's that?
Nothing.
Hold on. Maybe I got the wrong one.
Two.
All right. Oh, how's that?
That's much better. That's actually a little loud. Oh. So that's good right there.
Okay, all right. Now, what's with your deal? What's your deal?
Mine are a little loud.
Why don't you shut?
How's that? How's that?
That's a little bit better, yeah.
You want me? Look, we got plenty of time here. You want to just want me to adjust it more?
Just split the difference.
Louder?
Just like a hair.
How's that? How's that?
That's good.
Christ.
You know, we were talking
starting out batting 1,000 today.
Yeah, we were talking off the air. And, you know, with age comes wisdom.
It sure does.
Yeah. And you and I have been doing this show for a long time.
Long time. We've known each other a long time. We've liked each other probably for about 4 years.
Yeah. Before that, it was about tolerance and diversity as our strength.
Yeah, very little acceptance.
But I've come to realize...
Yeah.
It used to upset me when you'd call me names and accuse me of things. And,
I don't think I call you a lot of names. I call you a lot.
I've come to realize that you're absolutely correct.
Correct about what?
Every negative thing you've ever said to me is right.
Why do you think I say a whole bunch of negative things about you? Like what? Junior, come to my defense. You hear me ever say anything really negative
ever?
About Haney?
I mean, ever?
Ever?
Only off air.
And how long you been around, Junior?
I've known you guys for like 2 years, over 2 years now.
Well, you've known us, but you got your first cup of coffee for a couple of months. Then you were traded to the Red Sox, and then we were able to get you back in
that
a multiplayer
to
deal.
About 2 years.
Yeah, I was on a forced hiatus.
What do you hear off the air?
Well,
I can't say it on the air.
Well, exactly. And I just wanted to say you're absolutely right, Stan. I've realized that you understand me.
Oh, I understand you. I read you like a book.
See, things like that.
That's insulting. I know your games.
Waterfall of...
Well, look...
And I've come to realize...
I may exaggerate, but it's all based on a truth somewhere.
I've come to realize, Stan...
What?
That you very well may be... You know, other than, my mom and dad... The person that knows me the best... Other than... the great Phil Collins. He really gets me.
Get off the Phil Collins stuff. You know, you've had this...
Have you seen what that man's been through?
Yeah, his ex-wife's talking about how he just sat in a chair and stunk up the joint and...
And gave you the date when Phil Collins could no longer sing or have marital relations.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't have nothing to do with him. He disgusted her.
And this is a 69-year-old man.
Yeah. That you identify with.
Who this woman expects to be the same guy who in the 1980s was the leader of a rock supergroup.
Mm-hmm.
She expects the same thing.
Yeah.
He just wants his trains and his Civil War stuff.
Yeah. Steven Tyler still does it. He thinks he's a big rock and roll star.
Well, he never gave up the drugs, Stan. Phil Collins got a bad back, can't play the drums anymore.
What are you talking about?
And then,
give up the drugs.
The drums.
Oh, the drums. I thought you said drugs.
So now...
You should enunciate.
He goes from being on top of the world,
yeah,
king of MTV,
yeah,
to where he has to appear in a legal Zoom conference against his bitch of a wife who screwed him over multiple times, who's accompanied by her new 31-year-old husband.
That's right.
Who is a street busker,
yeah,
but he still has his voice.
Yeah. Phil Collins, she said he smelled like an old shoe.
Yep.
Couldn't get near him.
Drunk by mid-morning.
Drunk by mid-morning, stinking up to high holy heaven, and relations non-existent.
And in a lawsuit writes, it was, quote, not another day in paradise with Phil Collins.
I don't care anymore.
That's why we are suing him. That was in the document.
Yeah.
And poor Phil, he's got to get on a Zoom conference,
yeah,
with his aging, bitching wife and her 31-year-old new husband.
Yep. Yeah.
Because they want his house.
How long have we said this? It never ends.
No, and she tricked him.
I don't care anymore.
Because Phil, when he had the problem with the back and everything and he couldn't move, he figured her out and divorced her, but she's the mother of his two boys. And she swooped back in under the guise of, I'm going to take care of you, Phil.
Mm.
I made a mistake.
Mm.
We'll always be together,
yeah,
no matter what.
Yeah.
I know you can't play the drums anymore. Here, let me get you some tea, because I ran out of money a while ago,
yeah,
and I found out the Phil train is a lot better than anything else. And now that you're better and appear like maybe you could earn some more, I'm leaving.
Okay. Let's take a break here.
Poor Phil Collins.
Okay, I know. You've had a bond with him for years.
But we don't know each other.
No, but that you truly believe the two of you can be friends.
I am... He doesn't know this, but I'm riding with him. Okay. I'm on his side.
Sure you are.
Anything Phil, yeah, Collins needs from me, he's going to get.
We're going to be back. I'll have a talking to Haney, and then we'll be back. And
what?
Start all fresh again. Stan and Haney.
Oh, you're not going to bring up the waterfall again, are you?
6K Rock.
What's the matter, Sam? Why all the gloom?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcements. The big boss was here, and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Or we're through.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It continues off the air, too. But that's all right. Hi, everybody.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
I am so lucky. Because we balance each other out so well, because I am just dirt, and Stan is perfect.
Now, again, those are both exaggerations of the truth. Stan and Haney Show.
You're so gracious, see?
Yeah, I try to be. in about an hour, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law will be phoning in and will be taking your texts. Mike is an attorney. He comes in every Tuesday. Take your legal questions. If you have something you'd like to discuss with Mike, text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Family law, criminal, DUI, civil stuff, veterans issues.
I would suggest Phil Collins call him.
And Phil Collins could use him. But Mike Chiannopoulos in about 1 hour here on the Stan and Haney Show taking a, you know, I don't know anybody out there that can honestly say he doesn't have a legal question in the world. Everything's just fine and dandy. There's nothing wrong with my neighbors, nothing wrong with my landlords, nothing wrong with my bosses, nothing wrong with the police, nothing wrong with the guns, nothing. You got something, and Mike will help you out with it. You're getting legal advice for free. 239-277-9600.
As we like to point out, there are not a lot of lawyers that would do this because we have no idea what the questions are ahead of time, and they're just fire away.
Yeah, and he likes that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. From any angle you want, fire a question at me, and nine times out of ten, he can answer.
He's usually got the answer, and when he doesn't know, he makes it very clear.
Yep. Let's do the grab bag. Stan's audio grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. All right. Remember those commercials? You wish you could be somewhere else. You know, the most embarrassing
thing. Want to get away?
Want to get away? This guy. Feel bad for him, but he did it to himself. A guy was doing a comedy bit on TikTok that had him wearing a maid's costume. About halfway through his little TikTok presentation, dressed up in a woman's maid costume, the door opened and his roommates entered. He wished he was somewhere else.
Hi, welcome to the Maid Cafe, where we're cuter than kittens. I'm the diversity hire, Bryson. Are you here for the gamer discount? Okay, I can explain.
Don't worry, I can. Everything's okay here.
Yeah, sure it is, pal. Oh, God. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that is bad. And his roommates walk in on him.
He ain't coming back from that.
No, you can't. Right, Junior?
If I had a nickel for every time, am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
It's a different world than Millennialville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like this, but it kind of backfired.
I can explain.
Yeah. A guy who got bullied in school wanted to prank all the students that did him wrong.
That's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. So, Vice News sent a cooler, better-looking body double to his 10-year high school reunion.
Obviously, why?
Play a joke. It again, it backfired. He gets to the body double gets to the 10-year reunion, and very few people are buying that it's him. And then he comes to find out that he was actually really liked in high school, and people remember him. See, there's the double, and then there's the dork that got
I can't
bullied.
Tell the difference.
Yeah. So here's
they both look ridiculous.
Here's what happened. Again, it's only a 10-year
Which
reunion.
One's the body double?
The body double's the one sitting, right, Junior?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Because the other one's the dork.
Because I don't see the improvement.
See how the body double's got that nice 5 o'clock beard on him there, the stubble?
Yeah.
He's got the designer glasses, while the other one...
Why doesn't the... Can the other one not grow a beard? Or?
Doesn't look. He looks smoothie-faced.
Poor baby-faced.
Yeah.
He does have a touch of rosacea there.
And horn-rim glasses and a very prominent receding hairline. Here's what happened.
Well, so's the body double.
Well, here's what happened.
I want to send a hotter, more successful lookalike to my 10-year high school reunion.
Oh, hi, Katie. How are you?
You're not seen Festa.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're not. What's my last name?
It's been a long time, Katie. I did have a little bit of a crush on you, so.
Tell me something about me.
You're beautiful. That's one.
No. Well, thank you. Something about me previous.
It's so horrible.
I am Steven.
No, you're not. I'm sorry. You don't look like him, even. They didn't do a good job. So I've been waiting to find Steven. Talk to him.
You're not Steven Festo.
Steven Festo.
No, you're not.
We should go in. Yeah. What's up, man?
Steven!
I did not anticipate this in any way, and I didn't think that I was still relative in their thoughts, even at, like, you know,
relative
10 years after high school,
thoughts.
But I got proven wrong.
Let me tell you something. Hobomb comes back to my high school reunion. He's in my thoughts, but not in a good way.
Arby's. That is that's so horrible.
Again, that's something you wouldn't even be involved in, Haney.
No, I mean, the execution is just...
Okay.
If you're going to go to all that trouble, go all the way.
Arby's is selling a turkey-shaped pillow for Thanksgiving that fits over your head. Why?
I don't know.
Why would you ask why?
Have you ever eaten too much turkey and not been able to find a comfortable position to nap in? It's painful. And now, totally avoidable. Thanks to Arby's Deep Fried Turkey Pillow, you can rest easy and comfortably eat all the turkey you want this turkey season. Supplies are extremely limited. Order your Arby's Deep Fried Turkey Pillow and eat too much turkey anywhere.
There it is. I mean, it's a actual, like, whole turkey that fits up your head.
Stan?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you still feel like arguing with me over the fact that Idiocracy was prophecy.
It's coming. Again, that movie came out 15 years ago. We've slipped a lot. A lot.
That 15 years ago?
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't happen. Kid, there was that Billy Bass that was on the wall. That was as far as it went.
Yep. We're another 10 years away from this. Go away, Baton.
Despite what you're hearing in the news.
Did you see Al My Balls last night?
No, I did not.
Oh, man.
No, I didn't. Despite what you're hearing in the news. Pfizer has a winner with this COVID shot. And here's the representative telling you, we didn't expect this. This is...
Oh, yeah. I mean, and just conveniently, just days after the election.
Yeah.
90% is a game changer. Now you are hoping to have a tool in your war against this pandemic that could be significantly effective. How long this protection will last... is something that we don't know right now, but we will follow up the 44,000 people that they received, they are part of this study, for 2 years. And during this follow-up, obviously, we will be looking also the durability of the immune responses.
Is there a translator available?
No, he spoke English.
Well, that sounded like funny talk.
He's foreign because a lot of places around the world are smarter than us.
Yeah. Sounds it. He could be brilliant, but he doesn't sound smart.
DJ Cumberbund has done it again. A mashup with Earth, Wind, and Fire and Metallica.
Tell the same he comes.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Well, you're going to see more and more of that because, you know, they stopped making music right around year 2000.
Here's another one. This is not DJ Cumberbund. Mashup. Kool and the Gang. And Quiet Riot.
Nice. Teacher says that I'm one big pain. I got the laser, six string razor. I got a mouth like an alligator. Everybody! gotta make do with what you have.
That's right. Couple of good things here. How bad was it for Mike Tyson during his fighting days to make sure he came up clean on a drug test? He went to great lengths.
Well, it was hard enough, and then he met Robin Givens, and it got a lot harder.
Tyson insists he never used steroids, but wasn't above using
rage-inducing medication.
His own child's pee. There you go. Here's the champ.
We were talking earlier before we came in here about the Wizinator, which was a prosthetic. You put clean urine.
I put my baby's urine in it.
Oh my god!
I'm just hoping that one day I use my wife. And my wife said, "Baby, you better not hope that it comes back pregnant or something."
Yeah.
And I said, "No, so we ain't gonna use you no more. We're gonna use the kid because I got scared that it might come back pregnant."
Mike, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mike, you've really been taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Normally, we only see urine this pure from an infant.
Yep. Way to go, champ.
Thanks.
Got one more here for you. We told you last, over the weekend, we talked about it yesterday, Alex Trebek passed away. Somebody found...
I think that's the last guy that everybody likes.
Yeah. Somebody found his Casey Kasem tape.
Oh, I bet he's got a couple of them.
This is actually pretty good. It's not very long. It's on YouTube now. These are outtakes that Alex Trebek was doing when he was promoting Jeopardy back in the 80s. And it appears that he was having a beer and then a glass of wine afterwards and was getting a little slap happy. And
well, that's not how you do it. You don't drink a beer and then have some wine.
Well, he gets foul-mouthed. Here's some Alex Trebek outtakes.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. You dumb son of a... You don't watch it 24 hours a day. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and... Son of a... Oh,
well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now.
Call now and play phone Jeopardy. You. All right, let's start cutting.
All right, we're going to take a break.
It was 1973 that he hosted his first American game show.
Yeah.
And it was 84 when Merv Griffin said, "You're ready."
Yep. Oh, he was the best. When we come back, we'll have the local beat for you. Nutball in Naples getting pulled over and claiming he works for a lot of agencies. But he didn't. Before we do that, when we come back, I got a little montage that is going to blow your mind. Songs that we all know and love. that in the year 2020 are 50 years old. These are iconic songs from iconic albums, and they're all 50 years old in 2020. And when you hear them, you'll say, oh yeah, some of them are pretty old. You didn't realize this many, and this many from a certain year. 1970 was an unbelievable year for music, specifically rock music. 50-year anniversary for some of the biggest hits in rock of all time. We'll have it for you when we come back. Mike Chiannopoulos later on in the 3 o'clock hour. You got a question for Mike? 239-277-9600. We're the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Haney. Stan and Haney here. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law in about 30 minutes taking your texts. He's an attorney, so get your texts in now. We can ask Mike. 239-277-9600. Another little piece of information. Our gal Carly's back out this Friday. Another K-Rock
happy
hour.
So proud of her.
Going to be right back there at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach, Estero Boulevard.
You know what? She gets an opportunity. She takes the ball and runs with it.
Going to have 96-cent deals out there. Bunch of stuff from the K-Rock pile this Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. with her own Carly hanging out there. She's a lot of fun, and she's really doing a good job doing that stuff. She's doing a fine job. So that'll be this Friday, Shuckers, 4 to 6 with her own Carly. So,
you know, she's one of those people, and it's not everybody, but one of those people that is ready to step up when you need her.
Yep. So I went and I was listening to this morning, and I'm going, you got to be kidding me. 50 years. 2020 marks 50 years for some of the most iconic albums and obviously songs. They're 50 years old now. When you hear this, realize that if somebody was 20 years old and bought these songs and bought these albums, they're 70 years old now, those people, those 20-year-olds. Here is a montage that was put together of songs and albums that are 50 years old this year. It's amazing.
My sweet Lord. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Amazing.
It's depressing.
It is.
Because
they're
all
50 years old.
If we play the Stan game of let's look back to when Stan and Haney first got into radio.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back 50 years from then, we're talking the 1930s.
Yeah. Oh, that is amazing. Don't you think that's something?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you do it when we start in radio, well, you're back to, hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Think about this, though. Let's go to 1970. If you go back 50 years from there. So 50 years, 1970. All this stuff came out in 1970, and we're in 2020 now.
Mm-hmm.
Go from 1970 back 50 years, and you're at 1920.
Yep. Flapper girls.
They were just barely putting out the Victrola. Where you'd crank up the handle and put down the old Cobra. That's incredible.
You got a lot of Bessie Smith, Louis Armstrong.
From 1920.
Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Cantor.
All the greats.
Yeah. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
No, they were the next decade, Stan.
Fanny Bryce.
Fanny Bryce. Rudy Valley.
Al Johnson.
Jolson.
How dare you?
It says Al Johnson.
Al Johnson.
The song Swanee.
Al Jolson.
It says Al Johnson.
Swanee. How I love you. How I love you. That's
Junior,
Al Jolson.
If this list was written by somebody your age, how would they know it was wrong?
Good question.
That's a good question.
Jolson.
It's Al Jolson.
Mammy.
You don't want to look him up too much.
No, he'd be problematic.
For you.
Yeah.
He was actually the first voice heard in talking film. He was the first of the talkies. But again, you don't want to look up that film. It's problematic.
Oh, he doesn't want to look up any of that.
No. Very problematic for you.
Yeah, I mean, to go to my safe space.
Yeah, and you don't want to look up the first motion picture.
No, you don't want to look that up again either.
By a guy named Griffith.
Yeah. You don't want to look up any of that stuff. Doesn't matter. It, today
he is eating an apple like a horse.
What are you? What you're not?
What are you talking
pick
about?
Pick up an apple
like a
and
horse.
You bite into an apple.
Yeah.
Are you cutting pieces?
Am I
of
wrong?
Apple?
Is he eating it like a horse?
Well, he's eating it sideways. You eat the apple with the stem and the bottom on left and right.
He's fighting it.
It's a better method of attack.
He's fighting the apple.
Ridiculous. Let's do
50 year business. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's enough to send you into a tailspin. Let's do the local beat. This is a good one. This is a guy that's truly delusional. Unless he's telling the truth. But I don't think he is. Local beat. This comes to us. I got to think where it came from. NBC2, I believe. This happened last week. And truly amazing. Well, unless the guy's telling the truth. I doubt it. Dateline, Naples, Florida. The headline... Homeless man claims to work for Homeland Security during traffic stop. And that's just the start of it.
And down the rabbit hole we go.
Yep. This one, a lot of information here.
And let me tell you something. There is nothing a police officer enjoys more than you pulling rank on him.
Yep. Dateline Naples. A homeless man was arrested for claiming to work for the Department of Homeland Security and a Missouri County Sheriff's Office during a traffic stop in Naples last Wednesday. A Collier County deputy pulled over 39-year-old Scott McFerrin on Vanderbilt Drive at around 11 p.m. after he was tracked driving 60 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. You can glance over your shoulder.
Official government business.
Yeah. A woman in the passenger seat told the deputy she was McFerrin's girlfriend and that she owned the car.
And who was she with? DIA? NSA?
Doesn't say. Doesn't say in this article. McFerrin told the deputy he was visiting from Missouri and was just looking for a parking lot so he and his girlfriend could talk. Sure. We're in the car together. It's just the two of us.
Let's haul ass and find a place to talk.
Yeah, because we just want to talk. When asked for his driver's license and registration, McFerrin said he did not have them and claimed he does not think his license is any good.
You know, if you ask me, I'd say it's bogus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have them, and to be honest with you, I don't think it's good. McFerrin then told the deputy he forgot his badge at home.
And that I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, and that he works for the Department of Homeland Security under a classified position.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know what? This cop made a mistake. He pulled over a very high-level person.
Don't bother running my name. You won't find it.
Oh, they found it. Let's see. The deputy discovered...
See, I'm deep undercover as a suspect.
Yeah. The deputy discovered McFerrin's license was, in fact, suspended and detained him.
On whose authority?
When McFerrin was asked about his license, he said, "It's good, but not good." What does that mean?
That's classified.
Yeah. McFerrin continued to tell the deputy he worked undercover for the U.S. Navy and U.S. Army under Homeland Security.
Uh-huh.
So he works for the Missouri Sheriff's Department. He's with Homeland Security and with the Navy and U.S. Army under Homeland Security.
Right.
This guy's got it all. Mm-hmm. This guy is somebody to be.
He's basically James Bond.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, McFerrin continued to tell.
You know, some traffic cop isn't going to understand all that.
This is way above his pay grade.
Hey, I appreciate you doing your job, buddy, but you're in over your head.
McFerrin continued to tell the deputy he worked undercover for the U.S. Navy, U.S. Army under Homeland Security and said he respects law enforcement because he works for the county sheriff's office in Missouri.
Now, is that under the Army, the Navy, or Homeland Security?
It's just a side job.
Oh, okay. So he's like a part-time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. When he's not undercover.
Yeah. Now the truth. The deputy placed McFerrin...
The so-called truth.
Right. Because maybe this deputy in the Collier County Sheriff's Office don't know the whole truth.
Well, that's the end of his career.
Yep. That deputy is going to have to be looking for something else, maybe in the fast food industry. Next to this McFerrin. He's going to make sure he's demoted a little bit. The deputy then placed McFerrin under arrest. McFerrin said he actually moved to Naples 24 hours prior to his arrest.
Okay, I'll play along, deputy.
He's homeless, and his license was suspended 2 years ago for traffic-related offenses. McFerrin is now facing, if in fact we are to believe him, he is facing felony charges of impersonating a law enforcement officer.
Well, that's what they have.
Driving with a suspended license.
They got to tell the public that.
And then they found out McFerrin is listed as a convicted felon.
All part of the cover.
Yeah. Yep. You guys will learn. You guys will learn. I'll have all your badges. When we come back.
Jeez.
I know.
So basically,
yes,
the guy went from getting a ticket to going to jail because he couldn't shut up.
Yeah, but he didn't have his license. And he was.
But his main charge is that he ran off at the mouth about being Homeland Security, Army, Navy,
Missouri Sheriff.
Forgot his badge at home.
Yeah. Idiot.
We've known a lot of cops.
Yep.
How many of them have you ever known to forget their badge at home?
Never. Never. When we come back, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. He's an attorney, lawyer, esquire. He wants to help you because I'm talking to you out there, person behind the wheel. You have a question that you need answered. It's kind of haunting you. Somebody's on your throat.
Yep. Speed up. Head to a parking lot. Yep. Have a talk with your girlfriend and text us your question.
Yep. Mike Chinopoulos coming up next. If you want to ask Mike a question, text us on the Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600. We'll pose your question to Mike Chinopoulos. He's next. We're Stan and Haney.
What a spot for a vacation. And this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, I don't everybody. Belong here.
Stan and Haney. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from a chance to win. We'll play Stan's Name That Movie. 5 clips, you identify the film. But it's Tuesday, and every Tuesday at this time, we bring in our dear friend Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. He comes on for one reason and one reason only, to help you guys with your legal situations. Here he is, Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, how are you, buddy?
Hi, guys. Let me get you off speaker.
I appreciate that. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. He hung up. Call him back.
It'll be busy.
Yeah, it's a phone deal. call him back.
Stan.
Yes.
The phone has never been our friend.
Never. Even in my own personal life,
I know.
The phone has never been my friend.
Yep.
And we've had a phone system here, which I'm told is perfect.
I wonder what it's like for people who look forward to the phone ringing and assuming that it'll be good news.
Yep. I hate it when the phone rings.
Oh, yeah.
I say, can't be good.
You and me both. Yeah. I'm alarmed by it. Like, hey!
The phone. Oh, no. Here, he's back. Hold on. You all right?
Hey, I had a little electronic crash there.
That's all right. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm great. It's Tuesday, my favorite day of the week. Let me throw a shout out there to my friend Junior, who listens to the show religiously. He listens every Tuesday, and he called me, and I just wanted to throw a shout out there to him, Stan Haney. He's one of your biggest fans.
Junior?
Hey there, Junior. Not our Junior, but your Junior.
No, not your Junior. Another Junior.
Hey, Junior. Stan and Haney here. Big howdy-do to you. And thank you for listening, and thanks for being friends with Mike. You ready to tackle some listener texts and emails?
I'm ready. Let's see what they're asking
all
today.
All right. Get ready, because as we were pointing out, and you've pointed out before, we don't know where they're coming from, what angle they're coming, what question they're going to ask.
Mike takes all the questions.
And you field them all.
And I just want the audience to understand, guys, I don't have anything in writing, and the first time I hear the question, same time you hear it.
This would make like for a great TV game show where you have like a panel of attorneys and you throw mystery questions at them and ask them to cite law.
I think the Are You Smarter Than Your Lawyer show would fail because everybody would be smarter.
Yeah, right. Not knowing better that it might be a good idea to contact an attorney.
That's right.
Mike, you've discussed this before from this latest texter, but it's worth going over again because a lot of people don't understand this and may have not heard you the last time. Question for Mike, does having a medical marijuana license take away your right to have a concealed carry license for firearms? We've seen it a million times. People ask this question.
And there is no law on it, as you know, Stan. There, it doesn't say either way. There's not been a test court case go up. Just applying basic legal logic, which, by the way, has no relationship to basic logic. It's basic legal logic. Okay? It would seem to me that issuing one state-authorized license cannot cancel another state-authorized license that already exists, or they would have had to put that as part of the legislation. Moreover, it doesn't make sense just from basic logic. If I have a prescription for Vicodin following my shoulder surgery, does that mean I can't have a firearm license or a concealed carry? No, it means I'm not supposed to have or use or handle or carry the weapon while I'm under the influence of that medication. It would seem to me to be the same with medical marijuana.
So do you think in a situation like that, if it ever came up to be challenged and someone has their marijuana license and they have a concealed carry, that the officer or someone would want to do a test to see if they were under the influence, and if they were clean, they're perfectly able to have their concealed firearm?
I believe that would be and should be the case. And, you know, it's just like drinking and driving. You're over 21, you can drink alcohol, but
right.
You can't drink and drive. I mean, medical marijuana, same thing.
Okay. Absolute Law text line. And again, if you have a question for Mike, 239-277-9600. Text it on our Absolute Law text line. My question, and this is another simple, straightforward question that they want some explanation on. Can you explain what the Baker Act is and how it works? I've seen it put into work, but you're the attorney, yeah. And I still, a lot of times, don't understand it myself. How does the Baker Act work?
All right, so in its simplest terms, it's this. If a person engages in behavior or says in words that he or she is going to hurt themselves or somebody else, then they can be taken into custody and taken into a psychiatric hospital or facility. They can be kept for up to 72 hours for observation. Once that observation period is over, the psychiatrist will determine if that person needs to stay in the hospital or may be released. That's the Baker Act in a nutshell.
Yeah, and I have seen over the last 30-some-odd years, it's very subjective, Mike, because somebody might be brought in under a Baker Act and be held up to 72 hours if they, are threatening to damage themselves or others. But if a doctor goes and a psychiatrist looks at them and they're able to go and put on a good face and the doctor sees, well, this isn't, they can be released earlier than that.
Well, for those 72 hours, they observe you. Are you observed in your natural habitat?
Yeah, how are they? Yeah.
Or...
Well, there's no such thing in those facilities, Haney. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but they are very, very intimidating, austere circumstances. You come in, and it's a locked-down ward. And so you come in, and you go to the nurse's desk where the patients all fill out their last paperwork, and that door shuts behind them. And I've seen everybody that I've, had to help go in there. When that door shuts, it's like a prison door slamming on that commercial, and they just immediately... are stricken with fear.
And they keep,
never had any clients hurt or assaulted or anything there, so I don't want to scare anybody.
But they keep telling you, everything's fine. But I'm locked in here. Let me out. No, everything's fine.
And they make you, they make the patients go to group therapy and, of course, administer any medications that are...
During the Baker Act?
Yeah, for those 3 days, part of the observation is they make them go to group therapy and all that.
Oh, geez.
Really? Wow. Yeah, but you know what? I've seen there are people that can game the system, though, that will go and be able to pull themselves together and think that they're perfectly all right, and then put back out.
I didn't realize. So it's forced state ordered therapy.
Well, it's pretty forced.
Well, that's right. And here's the thing, guys. And obviously, no names mentioned on the air, but there is one facility that I get complaints about over and over and over again, and I've had four issues that I've actually taken on in the instance where a person was Baker Acted. Well, the facility can then apply for an extension by filing a petition of inability, basically saying this person is unable to make that decision for himself. We need to keep them another 21 days, and if that gets approved, they do. My suspicion is that there are some facilities out there that do that even when it's unnecessary, simply until the insurance runs out and then the patient's discharged.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've gone down a rabbit hole here. When you're under a Baker Act and you're representing somebody, can they compel someone who's Baker Acted to answer their questions?
Well, yes and no. I mean, as long as it's something that doesn't cause them to admit a crime, and to the extent that they answer their health care questions, those cannot be used against them in a prosecution of a crime.
Gotcha.
And holding them under the Baker Act is not punishment.
Mike, Absolute Law text line. This is another, again, the questions that come for you. This is very interesting. Mike, I am a brand ambassador and perform wine and spirit tastings at different establishments. I was at a liquor tasting where patrons were paid $15 and samples of many wines that they liked. When I left the establishment, an inebriated couple at the tasting hit my car from behind and fled. I now have damage to my car. Can I sue the establishment where the tastings were taking place for damages?
That is quite possible. I'd have to talk with you more about the facts. You can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. That's 275-6453. Off the air, I'd be glad to talk with you and give you a telephone consultation, point you in the right direction, and that's, of course, free for a listener.
Let's see, Absolute Law text line. If I can read this text, it would be great. In January, I understand now. Mike, I got a DUI in January of 2013. I did my time in classes. Fast forward to 2017, I get my job back. My boss says my license is suspended. I'm in shock because I've been paying the fines and have a car, and I live in Cape Coral. Can his license still be suspended in 2017 from something that happened in 2013 and he paid all his fines and did all the classes?
Yes, if he didn't go and reinstate his license. And quite possible, even though he's paying his fines, he needed to go and do that. So, again, 239-ASK-MIKE, I'm glad to tell you what you need to go and fill out at DMV to make that request.
All right. We had a couple of emails. Let's fire these at you. Mike, I have worked for a small medical materials firm in Naples. I've been with them for nearly 15 years. Over that period, I have signed 2- and 3-year contract agreements with them. Going over my paperwork recently, I noticed my contract with them had expired back in August with COVID. Nobody informed me of this. I don't think they even know my contract expired. I am still getting the agreed amount pay and salary. Can they fire me with no compensation? Can I leave with no worries of a non-compete? Because he hasn't had his contract renewed since August.
Well, and that all depends on what the contract says. Sometimes there's language in there that says, you know, if it's going to be terminated, it has to be terminated in writing 30 days before its expiration. Otherwise, it renews for an additional term. So, again, just have to look at the contract. Call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. I'll look at the contract and give you my opinion. Doesn't cost anything for a listener.
All right. Yeah, that's right. And I want to emphasize that. And for as long as Mike has been on, a free phone consultation has always been available for the Stan and Haney listener. If you call Mike's office and you talk to him, you can basically tell him stuff that you can't necessarily say on the air, and he can at least point you in the right direction and get an eyeball on what's going on with your situation.
Yeah, Mike's always happy Mike's always happy to tell you to what degree you're screwed.
Yes.
Or where to go.
Yeah. We got one more coming in. We have time, if somebody still wants to come in and text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Here's the last one that we have right here, Mike. And this is another interesting one. And it says, Mike, I live in a new home construction area in North Fort Myers. I have new homes being built on both sides of my house. The other day I had come home from work earlier than expected and saw the builders on the house being built next door to mine had connected a hose to my outdoor faucet and an orange extension cord was plugged into my outdoor socket. This is ridiculous. I have no idea who the on-site boss is or was. Nobody there looked in charge. It appears my water and power are being used to build homes in my neighborhood. Can they do this?
No, they can't do it. Take some pictures,
but they will,
of the cords and the hose and run into the other house, and then we can easily pull the permit and find out who the builder is, and then we can send them a nice letter asking them to cease and desist.
That's, you know, and I thought I had a situation one time. This was years ago, but they were reflooring a condo that was next door to me. And instead of using the power inside the condo, they were going to the community power of the building and using all the power. And I said, that can't be right. Why are you using our community power? This is worse. The people are plugging into his house.
Yeah, that's outrageous. So get some pictures of it and call me at 239. Ask Mike, 275-6453, and I'll be glad to help you off the air.
Well, I mean, that's the old trick, you know, when they're building a bunch of duplexes or something, and they want to pass inspection, they run a hose from the finished unit into the unfinished unit to show it has running water.
Oh, yeah, anything to get it passed. Very quickly, Mike, and somebody just texted this to us, with everything that is going on, how do you think these court cases with the elections are going to turn out? Is it just a lot of smoke? Is anything going to be found? Or do you think the courts won't be have an impact on the election?
I do not believe the courts will have an impact on the election. I believe that those suits will be summarily dismissed. I whether you like Trump or you don't, it doesn't matter. We rule of law, and so far the elections seem to be valid, and there's no evidence of ballot stuffing on either side. So unless there's hard evidence, the allegations that the president is currently making are not going to withstand legal muster.
Very, very quickly, one last one. And it's always, and I try to tell our listeners this, you need to text in early because as the segment's winding up, people start rolling in with their texts. Let me see if I can get one more in. Mike, my grandmother unexpectedly passed away after being in a rehab facility for 2 weeks. They declined access to her medical records, stating, "We need to get an attorney. She has no POA. Can they keep her records from us? We do suspect malpractice."
Well, at this point, yes, you're going to have to file a probate and get someone in your family appointed by the judge as a personal representative, and then the personal representative has the legal authority to demand those records.
All right. And as we've stated, free phone consultation for Stan and Haney listeners, and you can be reached 24/7. If somebody has something happen in their lives and, they find themselves locked up or they need to get a hold of an attorney, you're the guy 24/7.
That's right. You can get me anytime, 239-ASK-MIKE, easy to remember, 275-6453. If it's outside of normal business hours, you press 6 and you come right to my cell phone no matter where I am. Stan, I just want to remind that last caller, you can call me too, and I'll give you a point you in the right direction about what you need to do.
That's
as
Mike
always,
Chiropolis.
Thanks for having me on today, guys.
Thank you, pal, and we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, have a great day.
There he goes, Mike Chiropolis from Absolute Law. I do have to make a comment. There was a texter that continually texted a photograph of a contract and asking me to read a line on a photograph that is completely blurry. I'm sorry I could not ask Mike a question with some form and asking you to
Stan,
read the lines.
You have complied with the law because you're viewing that from 100 feet away. You should be able to read it and tell Mike. I'm not buying that excuse.
Yep. Look at this. I can't read that. Sorry, folks. Junior, can you read that? Don't read it, but can you read it?
I can, but it's still super blurry.
Yeah.
And give me a headache.
And you're a lot younger than me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We still have our first look at traffic coming up. News headlines with Mark Haney.
Yeah,
extravaganza. 4 o'clock fluffer. Emails. And Stan's name that movie today. Cashiers and Clerks.
Lots of thrill ahead.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You ask my opinion of draft card burners. I would answer this way. All past wars have been dirty, unfair, immoral, bloody, and second-guessed. However, history has shown most of them necessary. If you doubt that our free enterprise system in the United States is worth protecting, if you doubt the principles upon which this country was founded, that we remain free to choose our religion, our individual endeavors, our method of government, if you doubt that each free individual in this great country should reap rewards commensurate only with his own efforts, then it's doubtful you belong here. If you doubt that people to govern us should be selected by their desire to allow us to strive for any goal we feel capable of attaining, then it's doubtful you should participate in their selection. If you are not grateful to a country that gave your father the opportunity to work for his family, to give you the things you have, and you do not feel pride enough to fight for your right to continue in this manner, then I assume the blame for your failure to recognize the true value of our birthright. And I would remind you that your mother will love you no matter what you do, because she is a woman. And I love you too, son. But I also love our country and the principles for which we stand. And if you decide to burn your draft card, then burn your birth certificate at the same time. From that moment on, I have no son.
Fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Yep, and we're all in favor of it. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Hey, have you signed up for the Trump Accountability Project yet?
Not yet.
Because I think if you support Trump, you're supposed to go to this website and register so that you can never work again.
We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our first look, news headlines with that guy, Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails.
And you know,
yes.
Joy Reid of MSNBC.
No, I don't watch that channel.
Well, she is a woman of color. She's no fan of Whitey.
But then again, who is?
Yes. She's also not big on the chosen people.
Yeah.
And she put out a tweet, reprimanding someone regarding the election results. And her point was this. You know, there's a reason that people use the phrase 538. You know, there's a big website called 538. Do you know why it's called 538?
No, and I don't know that I want to go to it.
Well, according to Joy Reid, 538 is the number of votes separating Bush from Gore in 2000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I recognize her. She's a troublemaker.
Yeah. So, to her, that's what 538 is, the vote differential between Bush and Gore, which I think most of you know that 538 is the total number of the Electoral College, and that's why the website is called 538.
Brilliant.
And she is a highly paid national news anchor.
I know that.
Completely ignorant of this fact. Ignorant.
Firehouse Subs bringing us our first look at traffic. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. I don't want her. Let's start in Fort Myers. No, you know what? Let's start in Cape Coral for a change. Disabled vehicle, Cape Coral Parkway West and Pelican Boulevard. Fort Myers crash, Gladiolus Drive and Bass Road. Some people call it Bass Road, but it's Bass. And you are up to date.
That's some bass.
Yeah. Yep. What was that in the Bass-O-Matic?
Yep.
Yep. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney, 538. What can you expect? Here's Mark Haney with today's headlines.
Ignorant.
That's a hot word.
That's true. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will tell you some things you didn't know.
Okay.
Especially if your name is Joy Reid. Lots to work with there. Poor Phil Collins.
Yeah, you sympathize with the man. So it can so identify.
We'll bring you up to date on the misery of his life.
Yeah, never ends.
This has been an odd year.
It sure has.
All the way around.
Yep.
And evidently, it has affected people naming their children.
Of course, I bet.
We have a list of 10 baby names that went to actual children this year. And to make the list, there have to have been 5 babies named this.
Oh, so at least 5 named to even be considered for the list.
Yes. So these are legit baby names of 2020.
Okay.
A man sells his car.
Okay.
Got about $3,500 out
of it. Nice deal.
And then immediately steals it back with the spare key. And finally...
I got a great story.
Dateline, Newport Richey.
Yes.
A woman who was busted doing inappropriate things outside a 7-Eleven in September was just busted again, this time nude outside the Popeyes.
Mm.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
I can identify with the car and the key. Flashback to Stan in high school. I was getting ready to come to Florida to go my first year of college. I was driving at the time. I wish I had the car. Well, I enjoyed it. I had a 1972 Monte Carlo. Nice 350 engine, power thrusher, exhaust system. and I sold it.
That was a nice 350 they were making there at
it
Chevrolet.
It was a beauty. I sold it to a kid in my town. I'll just use his first name, Jay. And I kept the second key.
Just in case.
So he had the car. I moved to Florida to go to school. Had my first year in college. And around Christmas time, a year later, I flew back to Connecticut to see some friends and family. And I took with me the key. And I drove down old Mohawk Drive down to where Jay lived. And sure enough, there was Uncle Monty sitting in the driveway. Walked up to the car. And this didn't have, you know, the button thing. It was a key you put in the door. Sure enough, I had the key in my pocket. Put the key in the door. Popped the lock. Put it in the ignition. And I went for one hell of a joyride in my car. And pulled
and
it.
Did Uncle Monty still have it?
Uncle Monty still had it. And I put the car back in the driveway. I took the key. Put it under his mat. Underneath, so one day he's going to find another key, and drove back to where I was staying. It was one of the
and
greatest,
you felt good about
it
yourself.
It was one of the greatest days of my life.
Yeah,
go up there and it was. I mean, the street. It was winter. It was snow.
Yeah,
the
and
roads
you know,
were icy, and there
and,
I am.
And young
gunning
Stan
the thing.
Had no idea that would be one of the high points of his life.
It was a tremendous, it was one of those mini highlights that you never forget. And to this day, I don't think I've teased him out like on Facebook and stuff. Has check the mileage on your car and stuff. Even 20, 30 years later, check the mileage on your car. Because I went and I had fun with that car for only, for about a half hour.
Yeah, it's nice to know, you know, in clement weather where you can really, you know, spin around. And
I was drinking blackberry brandy and I was lit. And was in my buddy, who I was staying with when I came back up here. He had a 69 Camaro that we came up to check on Jay's car, my Uncle Monty.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I can just remember, the roads were icy. I was fishtailing. But it was fun. I look back on it now. Can you imagine if I smashed that car?
Well, you just walk away.
Yeah, that's what I'd have to do. He would
it'd
never
been
know.
Been stolen.
Yeah. You're right.
You know,
right.
And even if they went in there and they, even if they had the DNA back then, they'd find, well, he previous owner of
yeah,
the car.
Yeah, previous.
And
my DNA is all over the place because he don't clean it. He don't clean it like I did.
Did it feel kind of like banging an ex-girlfriend that's
it
with somebody else?
It was. Belonged to somebody else.
But you'll still, always be mine,
yeah,
Monty.
Always. Well, Uncle Monty, let's laugh a little bit, can we?
Sit, Kit. Sit. Sit. Get your butt down. All the way down.
4 o'clock.
Good sit. Good sit, Kit.
Good kitty. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
What does Biden do in his downtime?
I don't know. What does he do in his downtime?
Well, I hear he likes to watch a movie.
Really?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the top.
Top? I say top. What is it with you? Top.
I'm a horrible person.
Yep.
Joe Biden's favorite movies.
Top Joe Biden's favorite movies.
The good, the bad, and the forgetful.
Come on, man.
Close encounters of the hair-sniffing kind.
Oh.
Come on, man. Of steel.
Come on, man.
The nightmare before inauguration. All the president's malarkey.
Bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
Plenty of country for old men.
He did that right in the studio.
Yep. One moves into a cuckoo's nest.
Yep. Wake up, boy. Wake up. It's medication time.
Thank you, Mr. McMurphy. Dances with Wolf Blitzer.
Thank you, Blitz.
And finally, the very top Joe Biden favorite movie.
Yes.
My Left Foot, inserted in my mouth.
That's nasty.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-oh, is that problematic? Is that the white Cleveland or the black Cleveland you're playing
there?
Oh,
the white Cleveland's still doing it.
Yes.
It doesn't switch over till next season.
But isn't that problematic?
It is. That's why he's not doing it anymore, although he's still doing it.
And yes.
He's still doing it.
We're going to have to speak with him, Junior, about Trump drops.
Yeah.
Our country is in serious trouble.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. Keep that up. You know, he got those himself so he can fire them back at us. He's lucky I don't break a finger.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is I'm a nice guy.
All right. I'm good with that. Email ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Got just a couple here. First of all, Glenn wants to give a little shout out. Ahoy, guys. I'd like to give a huge shout out to my son, Shane. He is on his way to earning the rank of Master Sergeant in the United States Air Force. And also to his wife, Kendra, who in a few months will be Dr. Kendra.
Wow.
I have to say,
that's pretty impressive.
I have to say, I must have done something right. And I'm proud of both of you. Thank you, guys. You are the best. Signed, Glenn. Absolutely. And let Haney and I both, Kendra, Shane, nice job.
That's outstanding.
Yep.
That's called hope right there.
Yep.
And, although it upsets Junior.
Yeah. And Glenn, yeah, you did something right there, buddy.
Junior gets very upset when he hears about somebody his age buying a house or getting a promotion.
Or a district attorney in New York.
Everyone's all successful. And then there's Junior in the background behind the glass.
For good reason.
But you'll be fine now, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
Because you fought for 4 years to get Biden elected, so everything will be fine.
Yeah,
I was really fighting.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
This is for
you. Sure, he's fine.
It's for you, Junior. It's entitled FYI Junior.
Oh, great.
It makes a point. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, last week, Junior was having problems with his tires, having objects in his sidewalls. Guardian, they claimed they were in the sidewalls. They weren't, right?
When I looked, it looked like they were on the tread.
Yeah, Junior knew he needed one tire replaced and was helpfully advised that he needed them all replaced. With an upgrade.
Well, this information is for Junior. You know, the reason they wouldn't repair your tires is because it's against DOT rules. A tire shop is not allowed to repair because it affects the integrity of the tire. That is if it was on the sidewall. You got a couple of big roofing nails on the sidewall, don't you?
It's not on the sidewall.
Okay. Well, then I think you're within DOT guidelines.
Well, then they messed up.
They just wanted me to buy three more tires on top of what I wanted.
So they messed up and put them in the tread?
Well, I think when they were placing the nails, they must have got it off a little bit.
Junior, do not go and blame the tire shop. They are following the DOT guidelines.
You know, I think what Junior is suggesting is that there were no nails until he went to the tire shop.
Junior, you might consider getting some good used tires. They're much cheaper. I might add, and this is Stan adding this, something called a recap. Just some friendly advice. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
Tune in tomorrow when The Guardian will explain how to recore your radiator.
Stan's...
Don't be a sucker.
Stan's Name That Movie is next. Chance to win some prizes. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Hit the microphone. Sorry, I don't do that normally.
Is that too much mic for
it's
you?
A lot of mic right there. we're going to get you updated on traffic here momentarily. In the last half hour, as Junior pointed out to me, a lot of hit and runs. The snowbirds are back.
Yep. And they're bringing COVID with them.
They're bringing COVID with them. In about 30 minutes, it'll be Mark Haney in the news. But right now is we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Let's get you updated on traffic. I'll tell you the prizes up for grabs, and then we'll play the movie clips, five of them. Your job is to identify the film. Today's topic, clerks, cashiers, and tellers.
Rife with possibilities.
Yes, although a lot harder than you would think. There was some decision-making that had to be done, and
we all know that your wife has the tie-breaking vote.
If she can name at least three of the five, I'm doing okay. Let's get you updated on traffic. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we'll start with something that is not a hit and run. It's a crash. Fort Myers, Palm Beach Boulevard, and Buckingham Road. Now, hit and runs. Got a hit and run, Fort Myers. Health Park Drive at the Health Park Medical Center.
I wonder if it's one guy just, you know, driving like Mr.
Going all
Magoo.
Over town. Fort Myers, hit and run. 10,000 block of Clear Lake Loop at Lago del Sol. Fort Myers, hit and run, Daniels Parkway and Metro Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film just by the clip. If you do, you'll have your choice of the following prizes. Winner's choice while they last. How about $50 to Big 8 Barbecue in Cape Coral? I've got a gift card to Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. That's where our Carly will be this Friday for another Friday K-Rock Happy Hour. Drink deals, food specials, stuff from the K-Rock pile, and hanging out with a pretty gal. And he loves these Steel Panther guys. Steel Panther tickets. Got a pair of them. You can go see them. They're going to be at the ranch in Fort Myers on Saturday, December 19th, 7 to 11 p.m. these tickets, $30 a piece. So it's $60 worth of tickets.
Well, and that's a value when it comes to your rock per dollar.
Yep. Along with Steel Panther will be Blackstone Cherry. $50 to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. And we'll give you the code for the Metallica pay-per-view virtual live stream acoustic performance happening on November 14th. It's a pay-per-view event. We'll give you the free code so you don't have to pay for it. Those are the prizes. I'll release the phones after we play our first clip. Movie clip number one. Clerks, cashiers, and tellers, name this movie.
Excuse me. Charlie. Hey, you mind if I get ahead of you? I'm in a wicked rush. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You're a doll. Hey, kids! Over here! Now! Stay to stay with me. Didn't I tell you to
got you clean, huh?
What's the matter, honey?
Little extra cheese on the taco?
Excuse me?
No, excuse me. There's no tag on this. Price check on VeggieClean, aisle 5. I repeat, price check on VeggieClean, aisle 5. That's VeggieClean. We got a customer down here with a full-on fallopian fungus. She's baking a loaf of bread, and I think it's sourdough.
2779600. Your job is to name that movie and win a prize. Simple as that. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Amanda.
Amanda, you know that movie?
I think it's Me, Myself, and Irene.
It is Me, Myself, and Irene. Jim Carrey right there playing that fantastic role. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm great.
Good. What would you like?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you have.
A Big 8 barbecue in Cape Coral. Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach, where Carly will be this Friday for the K-Rock Happy Hour. Hold on a second. I've got a call coming in on my CB. Hold on. These kids today. Off. I've got the Steel Panther tickets for the ranch. I've got the pewter mug. I've got the Metallica pay-per-view.
I'll do the Metallica.
You got it. Hold the line. We're going to give you a secret code that will bypass all charges, and you can watch it for free.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. Hold on. That's how the game's played. Thank you, Amanda. Clerks, cashiers, and tellers. Movie clip number 2. Name it.
Yes, sir. Hi. I'd like some breakfast. We stopped serving breakfast.
I know you stopped serving breakfast, Rick. Sheila told me you stopped serving breakfast. Why am I calling you by your first names? I don't even know who you are. I still call my boss Mr. I worked for him for 7.5 years, but I walk in here all of a sudden, total stranger, and I'm calling you Rick and Sheila like we're in some kind of AA meeting. I don't want to be your buddy, Rick. I just want a little breakfast.
Well, you can call me Miss Folsom if you want to.
Sheila. We stopped serving breakfast at 11:30.
Rick, have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I am, the customer.
That's not our policy. You have to order something from the lunch menu.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry, too.
Get a gun! Get organized!
Calm down. Just calm down, everybody. Just sit down. Sit down over there. Hey.
Mister. Where are you going? No. You sit down there and you finish your lunch. Come on. Everybody just relax and take it easy. Come on. Why don't you eat your lunch, please? Eat your lunch. You all need your vitamins A's and B's and.
No, it's an accident! It's an accident! The trigger, it's sensitive. It's okay.
Name the movie.
You're just having a bad day.
Bad day. Name the movie. 2779600. Win a prize.
Love that movie.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Steven.
Steven, name it.
Falling Down.
It is Falling Down. Michael Douglas, Robert Duvall. Is in that movie.
He tried to negotiate with Rick and Sheila.
You know, my goodness. And then he got that flimsy burger that didn't look like it was on the picture. What would you like?
Let's go with Shuckers.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Carly, of course, at Shuckers this Friday, 4 to 6, K-Rock Happy Hour. That is a good movie. You know, it all started with a traffic jam. Movie clip number 3.
Well, it's cumulative.
Yeah, it started because his marriage was going south.
Uh-huh.
And then it just boiled over in that traffic jam.
Well, it's because he plays by the rules.
Yeah, always has. Clerks, Cashiers, and Tellers, movie clip number 3. Name this movie.
How old are you?
22.
You certainly are. That'll be $80.
Oh, okay. Sure. Thank you kindly. Will that do?
Certainly will. Well, thank you, Seth.
Hey, thank you. Oh. You dropped your purse, ma'am. Would you like some help with your groceries?
Well, that would be lovely, young man. Would you like me to buy you alcohol?
That would be lovely. Enjoy your remaining years.
I will. Enjoy Jules.
I will.
Don't do it, kid.
I never had a choice.
Name the movie, 277-96.
How old are you? 22. Of course you are. That'll be $80.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
I don't know what it is, Stan.
All right.
Oh, what a letdown.
That's a shame. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, name it.
I want to say it's Superbad.
It is Superbad. You are absolutely correct. Nice job.
Awesome.
What would you like?
The barbecue. Okay, Coral.
Absolutely. Big 8 Barbecue, $50 to Big 8 Barbecue. Hold the line, buddy. Love me some barbecue.
Good old McLovin.
Yeah, that. Yeah, if only you could have an ID like that. Movie clip number 4. The subject is clerks, cashiers, and tellers. Your job is to correctly identify the film. Reviewing our prizes again, we have Big 8 Barbecue in Cape Coral. We have Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. We have a pair of tickets to go see Steel Panther and Blackstone Cherry at the ranch in Fort Myers on December 19th. That's a Saturday. We have $50 to the pewter mug. And we have the code so you can watch the live Metallica acoustic performance, the pay-per-view. We'll give you the code and you can watch it for free if you identify the film. Movie clip number 4. Name this movie.
May I help you?
Yes. This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
Okay. I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No. I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
You see that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute...
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please, Brad.
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Is there a problem here? Can I help you, sir?
You bet you have a problem. Your employee here used profanity and threatened me with violence. I'm surprised. I eat here all the time and usually have good service until today. All I wanted was my money back on this breakfast. It was a little undercooked. And he threatens me with violence. Now, I'm going to call your supervisor.
I can take care of it. Mr. Hamilton, did you threaten this customer or use profanity in any way?
Why? He insulted me first. He called me a moron, Dennis.
Answer. Did you threaten this customer or use profanity in any way?
Yes.
You're fired. I'm very sorry, sir. I'll refund your money right now.
Hope you won't hold this against us.
You know how these young kids are these days.
I think we might need to save the end of that one.
Yep.
Name.
Does that ever happen with you, Junior?
Of course.
Of course. Except today you can't fire them. They have to go to special training.
Sensitivity training.
Yeah, sensitivity. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm off work, so I'm great.
Ah, that's good to hear. Can you name that movie?
That is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It is sure is Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You remember when that movie came out, didn't you?
No, I wasn't born yet. My mom introduced it to me.
Oh, your mom did. You know,
yes.
It is an all-time classic.
It is an all-time classic. You got that right. And your first name is Aubrey?
Yes, sir.
That very nice first name. What would you like?
You know, can I have the Metallica pay-per-view?
You sure can. And we'll give you the code, and you can watch it and not have to pay for it.
That works for me. Thank you so much.
You better believe it. Hold on. She sounded older than that. I thought she might have taken her daughter to see the movie.
No, it was the reverse.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. But then we're talking to people on the phone. I've heard people on the phone that sound like they could be 16 and they're 60.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. Last one. You can say you're the big winner. We have one more clip.
And there's a lot of power when you say big winner.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen you personally lose hundreds of dollars at a slot machine because it would give you pennies back at a time, but it would shout at you, "You're a big winner!"
Hate that machine. We were in Vegas, and both Haney and I were next to each other playing one of these talk-back slot machines.
And it kept yelling, "You're a big winner."
I'd blow a C note in that thing so fast and have like 50 cents to cash out, and as it's cashing out, "You're a big winner!" No, I'm not.
And the old people walking by going, look at that.
Oh, look, he's got some money there.
Or a money bag.
Name this last movie.
And it's like you almost want to stop and go, that's not what it looks like.
But it don't matter. Clerks,
because you can't compete with "You're a big winner."
And they have the volume on real high. That's to attract other gamblers, Haney.
Is that what that is?
Yep. Oh. Certainly not doing it for the ones at the machine.
No.
Name this movie, win a prize.
There we go. Thank you very much. Please come again. We have a lot more groceries. Hey, Ellen.
Yeah?
Who's that over there?
Well, that's the new checkout girl. Don't know her name. Seems cute.
Yeah, very cute. You know what I like to do to her? Something I call a dirty fuzzy. All right, so that's where we'll draw the line.
Yeah. Got a little too graphic there. But they wound up having a nice relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Jeez. Hey, Dan, it's Steve. I don't know it.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Attaboy. Heard the radio in the background. You hadn't even heard the full clip yet.
Well, who can blame him? I'd be cranking that music, too.
Yeah, man, that's groovy. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Katie.
Katie, you know what it is.
It's got to be Ted.
It is Ted. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, how you doing?
Great. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Did you go to the movies to see Ted?
We did, yes, when he came out.
Mm-hmm. Yep, starring Peter Griffin.
Yep. what would you like, Katie?
I'd love the sucker.
What did she... Did she just swear...
I think she'd like to do something to you.
What the? What? Say it again.
The Shuckers?
Oh, absolutely.
No. snoring. There we go.
For a second, I thought you swore.
No, I thought she was attracted to you.
Hold on. We're going to get you set up with that, and you can go see Carly on Friday if you want, and she'll be there from 4 to 6. Hold on. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on. All right, Haney.
Boom, 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 boom. That is rocking.
Give me a little outro.
All right.
Sorry.
You know, you got to dispose of your waste paper properly and, you know, get the proper outro. And
I mean, shouldn't that be ready at all times?
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'm sorry.
We're doing this for a while.
Well, it took me a while to count down the clock. And then I stopped the count. And that concludes Stan's tribute to Clerks.
Yeah.
Tune in next week when he'll come up with some other premise. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Are you a girl with daddy issues looking for a guy that's the perfect fit for you? A guy that's disrespectful and inconsiderate towards you? A guy that won't give you the attention you deserve? Then come check out DaddyIssuesDating.com. There are millions of men out there, and we'll find the one that will treat you like shit.
When I first met Derek, I immediately knew that we had a special connection that was...
Shut up. Talk, talk, talk. That's all you do. Please go shopping or something. Hello?
The sign-up process is simple. Log on to DaddyIssuesDating.com and create a profile by uploading a picture of your distant father. Our state-of-the-art technology will only match you with local men that look just like your dad. Then fill out our compatibility survey that asks questions like, when did your father leave? How often does he call? Are you or have you ever thought of being a stripper? Nice guys are boring. Treating you with respect, showing you unconditional love, you don't want that. You want excitement. You want a guy that treats you like dirt. You want a guy that fulfills your daddy issues.
Daddy Issues Dating paired me with Trip. Trip only invites me over when he's been drinking, but that's only because he knows that nighttime is the most romantic and he's excited to see me. Very excited. Communication is key. And I caught him cheating on me with my best friend, and what I realized was that he was trying to communicate to me that I should focus less on myself and more on him. It was a great lesson. We're in love. So... Derek loves throwing me surprise birthday parties. One time he hid from me for a year.
So what are you waiting for? Sign up today to find the perfect guy for you. You'll be glad that you did.
Hey, babe, we're gonna be late.
What did I tell you about interrupting me?
But I just thought...
I don't care what you think. Go wait in the truck.
That makes me horny.
Daddy Issues Dating. Sign up today.
Excitingly new. Dramatically different.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Mark Haney and the news coming up. And also, 6 o'clock, Al Beck. Taking you through your Tuesday evening. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. All right, we got a few things on the board. We'll start in beautiful Lehigh Acres. Got a disabled vehicle, State Road 82 and 40th Street West. Also in Lehigh Acres, crash. Joel Boulevard and David Avenue. And this one in Bonita Springs. Got a crash, the 10,000 block of Sandy Hollow Lane. Ooh, that had to be nice for Halloween. And you are up to date. What? I wonder why. What? Excuse me?
You might want to check your walkie.
Yeah, it worked.
Mine's fine.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, I had it shut off.
So, get all mad.
No, I'm not. I'm mad at myself.
No, it's fine. Call me whatever you were going to call me before you realized it was your fault. Because God knows I've got it coming to me, Stan.
I told you before I had those bratty kids on there. Hey. There we go. Mark Haney.
What the hell is he doing?
Yeah, what's he doing?
I've told you.
Because I saw there was everybody and their uncle outside there.
And you're on the walkie. Two minutes.
Yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, come on. What the? Of course, I didn't have it on. Mark Haney and the news.
Junior's coming out. You're on. And I go, how am I supposed to know this?
Yeah, well, I kept talking into it.
Well, it's got to be turned on.
Sam. Yeah, it was off because of them kids talking on there. Forgot to turn it back on. And I knew when I shut it off that I'd forget to turn it back on, too.
You know what?
What?
Maybe we're not so different, you and I.
Yeah. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme.
There goes Haney daydreaming again.
What the hell is he doing out there? Holding court?
This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news.
Oh, I'd love to know the thoughts that went through your head.
More than
the rest.
Well, we know holding court.
Most respected anchorman.
You know, when we were on and you weren't in here, I was starting to get concerned. So wasn't Junior. So I gave him an eye signal to go check on you.
And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like
he came out and threw his hands in the air.
Yeah. In other words,
I don't blame him.
Mark Haney.
Should pay attention.
To what?
There should be a sixth sense.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
There was. Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, November 10th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. No, there was, because I did flip on the radio once when I hadn't heard anything.
You hadn't heard me talking.
Nope. I heard songs on. Okay. I'll go back to what I was doing.
There's a delay, too, you know.
I was reading about venomous snakes, where they're located, and how we make anti-venom. Very engrossing.
Yep, that's great.
Those sea snakes are the worst.
They are. They're bad.
Time now for things you didn't know. You know, we all love the classic tune by the certified genius Biz Markie.
Yeah, like a junior knows that. He loves it.
But what you may not know is that it was never his intention to sing the chorus on Just a Friend. But you say he just a friend. But you say he... That kind of makes the song.
Yeah.
But he planned to have a professional singer sing the chorus.
Okay.
He invited several, but none of them showed up at the studio, so he just did it himself.
Mm.
And it worked out well for him.
Yep.
Stan, you know the U.S. president.
Oh, no.
Like nobody's business.
Yeah.
What is the oldest living child of a U.S. president?
Hold on a second. I think Ike's kid died. Kennedy. Well, Caroline Kennedy, I would think.
Linda Bird is still with us.
Linda Bird Johnson.
Mm-hmm. She is LBJ's oldest daughter, and she is 76.
Oh. Oh, there she is. Old battle axe.
Hanging in there.
Yeah. And then Caroline Kennedy has to be... How old is this one, the bird?
76.
Yeah, Caroline is probably in her 60s. And then nobody knows about Jimmy Carter's daughter. What was her name?
Amy.
Amy Carter.
You know, this is going to come as a shock to a lot of people. But according to your experts, carrots are actually very bad for rabbits and are proven to cause severe health problems.
Really?
But because of Bugs Bunny, everybody thinks rabbits love carrots and make them eat them.
Now, just think, if Bugs Bunny was created today eating carrots, we'd never enjoy Bugs Bunny because your advocates would go and make them destroy all the cartoons because it's carrots and it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
We're setting. I am watching shows now. You know how sometimes you'll have the parental guidance up there, adult situations, sexual situations, violence. You know what they have up there now? Smoking. They'll put up before a show starts that there may be smoking going on. Beware, smoking.
Have you ever known someone who, when you go, hey, what do you do for a living? And someone says, I'm a designer.
Sure.
What do they do?
Design. They can be an interior designer. I don't know. I don't know. What is it?
Well, the quote-unquote designer who created the NBA logo?
Yeah.
Is also responsible for the 1040 EZ tax form.
Right on.
It would seem like two different jobs.
Yeah. Let's get Jerry West off that logo and bring the Mamba on.
You really. Okay. Phil Collins is a great man.
Here we go. This is the third time he's brung this up. Because he, Haney, believes in his heart that if he and Phil Collins met, they would be best buddies. He's been on this for years and has brought it up three times today. Him, Phil Collins, tight.
Phil Collins has brought so much joy to the world. He is now 69 years old and should just be relishing in all that he's accomplished. But as you like to say, Stan, it never, ever ends.
Well, that's right.
Phil Collins is locked in a nasty legal battle with his ex-wife, and she just took it to the next level. His ex-wife, Oriane,
who has been through hell with this man and back,
claims, well, remember, she dumped him.
Yeah.
Then he had his back problems where he couldn't play the drums anymore and couldn't take care of himself. And she re-enters his life claiming that they're together forever and all of this stuff. And then she left him again.
Yep. That she had her reasons.
She claims that by 2019, the great Phil Collins was, quote, depressed, withdrawn, and abusive.
Sure.
Due to the back surgery.
Can it happen?
She claims he was abusing alcohol, painkillers, and antidepressants. She also says that Phil got to a point where he was living in what she calls squalor, refused to bathe or brush his teeth from 2019 until August of this year. And she claims the great Phil Collins smelled so bad that sex became non-existent. Well, I've gotten a look at you, Orianne. You don't smell like a bed of roses either. Phil's lawyer takes issue with this.
Yep, as he says from afar.
And a source adds, it's odd because Phil is currently rehearsing with Genesis, so that would be a bit difficult if what she says is true.
If he's rehearsing with Genesis, that would be awesome.
Phil and Orianne were married from 1999 to 2008. She returned in 2015, only to marry a 31-year-old street musician this past July.
He's so creative.
Now remember, they were married from 99 to 2008, and it was a hellacious settlement what Phil Collins had to pay out then. She shows up again in 2015, but they're not remarried. And now she claims that based on the fact that she showed up in 2015...
And he stinks.
That Phil now owes her half of their $40 million home.
She's going to try.
Phil is not interested in paying her money for nothing.
Yeah.
And in her lawsuit, she used phrases like, living with Phil was not, quote, another day in paradise. That's why we're suing him. That's brilliant. I'm sure the judge is impressed. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, for those of us that are parents, one of the most important things that we do for our children comes almost right away. We at least try to start them off with a decent name.
Yes.
But this is 2020, so all bets are off. We have a list of 2020 newborns and their names. Now, before you think that these names are just some kind of one-off thing, to make the list, there had to be at least five children with this name born in 2020.
Okay.
And before we get started, to be clear, any time in this list that it appears to be two words, it's a first name, so even though it may sound like two words, they're pushed together,
right,
no space.
To make one word.
Yep. There are five children on this earth whose parents thought so highly of them, they named them Subaru.
Kind of like that.
There are at least five children with the first name, Prince Charles.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, not gonna work.
There are at least five children out there named Rambo.
No, I still like Subaru.
Well, this one's a little more common because we had a friend at one point who I think had a similar name, all one word. Infant boy.
Yes.
Coming in at number six.
Yes.
Attila.
Jeez.
Number five, MacGyver.
Right on. I still like Subaru.
And, you know, maybe you were thinking about naming your daughter Paris or London.
Oh, yeah.
Bah, that's become passé now. We need something new. Iceland. My daughter, Iceland. And then her twin sister, Dairy.
Dairy?
Yes.
As in milk dairy?
Yep. There are at least five, we hope, little girls out there named Cinderella.
Aww.
And there are at least five little girls, we hope, with the first name. And I think this is getting ahead of ourselves. I would think they'd earn this name on their own, but from birth, they are known as Mama, named after the mother.
Yep. What are we going to name her? She looks so much like you, we'll name her Mama.
God.
Mama. Come here, Mama. Mama loves you, Mama.
Come to Mama, Mama.
Go to Grandmama, Mama.
Now, why is she named Mama? Because she looks like her mama or her mama's mama?
Oh, does it make any difference? It's still Mama.
Oh, God help us all. Here's a story Stan can identify with.
What's
because
that?
He's done it.
What?
Here's a 28-year-old gent named Manotam Taigai in northern India. He recently sold a man his used car for around $3,500. Yeah. He hid a GPS device in his own car to track its movement. The day after he cashed the check for 3,500 G's, he used the GPS to locate the car and stole it back using the spare set of keys. It didn't take even the Indian police long to figure this one out. And it turns out he's done the exact same thing at least seven times in the past 2 years. I guess he just keeps selling it and taking it back.
Why not?
He has been arrested on several charges and probably had his paperwork lost while in an Indian jail.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
What are you eating?
An apple.
Still eating the same apple?
No, it's a different one. I have two today.
And you know what? We need to put a salt lick in there.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a napkin or anything, so he eats. He's got a mustache and goatee. He eats,
but
and then
don't
he
worry.
Wipes with his hand.
It's soaked in apple juice.
But he wears a mask, too.
Yep.
You know, generally, if you personally make this newscast, it's not good news.
No.
And if you make it twice, a returning guest, if you will, that's even worse.
Yeah.
You may recall back on September 30th, 38-year-old Vanessa Lee Jones of Newport Richey was arrested.
Oh, I remember her.
Yes. She was nude, getting it on with herself in front of the 7-Eleven.
Yes.
In full view of a gentleman and his young, impressionable nephew, who will never forget that day.
Right. Special day for him.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
You got another year or two.
Yeah.
Now, she was charged with felony lewd and lascivious exhibition. But prosecutors decided not to pursue the case.
I would agree with that.
So she was released from jail on October 28th. This past Saturday, our old friend Vanessa is a free woman. only to be arrested again for doing basically the same thing she did in front of the 7-Eleven.
Insatiable.
Only this time, she thought she might have better luck outside the Popeyes.
Not as good of a mugshot.
I told you.
That's her recent one.
Yeah.
About a year.
She slipped in just a few months.
This time, she was fully nude. The only difference is instead of being by the front door, she learned her lesson. This time, she was by the dumpster. She was arrested for the blatant charge of exposure of sexual organs. The police report says she was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Oh, no.
And has zero signs of any mental health issues.
Yeah, she just loves it. She just loves it.
Oh! Ouch! Oh!
What do we got, a photo array of her?
She has a ton of mugshots online.
And that's the news for today. That's disturbing. Yeah, for today, Tuesday, November 10th.
Double M, double X.
I am telling you.
There he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
You know, she looked reasonable in one of them.
Yeah.
That must have been from 10 years ago.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
When is that?
I'm telling you, she has a ton.
That must have been a beach day.
Yeah, she got a little sun. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. Al Beck coming up next. Time to get one more look at traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. All right, we have a few things on the board. Let's start North Fort Myers. Got a crash, Bayshore Road and Village Lane. And then two showing up in Bonita. First, a disabled vehicle, Imperial Parkway and Crossover. And then we have a crash in Bonita, 24,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right by the Shell gas station. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
But I love being a dad. I was there at the birth. Obviously, the most dramatic human life moment. Anytime two people walk into a room and three come out, a major event took place in that room. At the end of life, we go back basically into the same room, same bed, same stuff around. And again, a different number of people coming out than went in. But that is the human being business. We got to turn inventory, fresh product, keep the supply chain moving. It says hospital when you walk in, but it could also be Bed Bath and Beyond. Because the babies never stop coming. Babies don't care. You think babies care that the world's a mess? You have issues? We're coming in! They come in like racks of fresh donuts. More babies. More babies. More babies. Why are they here? They are here to replace us. That is their mission. Don't you see what's happening? They're pushing us out. Their first words are, Mama, Dada, and bye-bye. Oh, we'll see who's wearing the diapers when this is all over.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Arby's is selling a turkey-shaped pillow for Thanksgiving that fits over your head. Why?
I don't know.
Why would you ask why?
Have you ever eaten too much turkey and not been able to find a comfortable position to nap in? It's painful. And now, totally avoidable. Thanks to Arby's Deep Fried Turkey Pillow, you can rest easy and comfortably eat all the turkey you want this turkey season. Supplies are extremely limited. Order your Arby's Deep Fried Turkey Pillow and eat too much turkey anywhere.
There it is. I mean, it's a actual, like, whole turkey that fits over your head.
Stan?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you still feel like arguing with me over the fact that Idiocracy was prophecy.
It's coming. Again, that movie came out 15 years ago. We've slipped a lot. A lot.
That? 15 years ago?
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't happen. Again, there was that Billy Bass that was on the wall. That was as far as it went.
Yep. We're another 10 years away from this. Go away, Baton.
Despite what you're hearing in the news.
Did you see Al My Balls last night?
No, I did not.
Oh, man.
No, I didn't. Despite what you're hearing in the news, Pfizer has a winner with this COVID shot. And here's the representative telling it. We didn't expect this. This is...
Oh, yeah. I mean, and just conveniently, just days after the election.
Yeah.
90% is a game changer. Now you are hoping to have a tool in your war against this pandemic that could be significantly effective. How long this protection will last is something that we don't know right now, but we will follow up the 44,000 people that they received, they are part of this study, for 2 years. And during this follow-up, obviously, we will be looking also the durability of the immune responses.
Is there a translator available?
No, he spoke English.
Well, that sounded like funny talk.
He's foreign because a lot of places around the world are smarter than us.
Sounds it.
Let's laugh a little bit, can we?
Sit. Get your butt down. All the way down.
4 o'clock.
Good sit. Good sit, kid.
Good kitty. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
What does Biden do in his downtime?
I don't know. What does he do in his downtime?
Well, I hear he likes to watch a movie.
Really?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the top...
Top? I say top. What is it with you? Top.
I'm a horrible person.
Yep.
Joe Biden's favorite movies.
Top Joe Biden's favorite movies.
The Good, the Bad, and the Forgetful.
Come on, man.
Close Encounters of the Hair-Sniffing Kind.
Oh.
Come on, man. Of Steel.
Come on, man.
The Nightmare Before Inauguration. All the President's Malarkey.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Plenty of Country for Old Men.
He did that right in the studio.
Yep. One moves into a cuckoo's nest.
Yep.
Wake up, boys. Wake up. It's medication time.
Thank you, Mr. McMurphy. Dances with Wolf Blitzer.
Thank you, Blitz.
And finally, the very top Joe Biden favorite movie.
Yes.
My Left Foot Inserted in My Mouth.
That's nasty.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-oh, is that problematic? Is that the white Cleveland or the black Cleveland you're playing
there? Oh, the white Cleveland's still doing it.
Yes.
He doesn't. It doesn't switch over till next season.
But isn't that problematic?
It is. That's why he's not doing it anymore. Although he's still doing it.
And yes,
he's still doing it.
We're going to have to speak with him, Junior, about Trump drops.
Yeah.
Our country is in serious trouble.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. Keep that up. You know, he got those himself so he can fire them back at us. He's lucky I don't break a finger.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is I'm a nice guy.
All right. I'm good with that.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.